Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial I've had to endure.
You don't know.
You don't know my story. You don't know the day he
came. I was at my lowest.
My lowest.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
The strongholds and the walls have been.
But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave me.
My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance
is my
story.
It would blow your mind.
They don't know.
My story.
Story.
Ooh, well.
June.
You don't know my story. The anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it. For no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story.
You just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your hand. So just let me tell you. My faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God because even though I'm not perfect, my deliverance.
And
deliverance. What I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know
my story.
Story.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life and favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wondrous.
God, it's my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God broke me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
Just sing this one. Look somebody in the face and say, can't imagine what a blow for God did.
God did.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. You were listening to John P. T. You don't know my story. Amen, amen. No one knows our story like God. Amen. He knows our end from the very beginning. There's nothing hidden from God. You don't know my story. What a wonderful, wonderful tool. Well, once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection, where we are empowering souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered to pursue your destiny? Well, if you're in Christ Jesus, you're on the right pathway. Amen. We welcome you once again and greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Amen. We have been having a glorious time. Glorious time. I'm still thinking about this past week, how we've just been blessed to hear the unadulterated word of God, healing for our issues. That's our destiny focus for this week, and we were just so happy and blessed to have our former presiding Bishop Alfred Singleton with us, who was able to answer some of our questions and address some of our needs on yesterday. Amen. And then on Wednesday, we had Minister Liberal Democrat. Amen. And he began to tell us how to form a clock formation. He said, gather your prayer partners. Gather somebody together. Amen. That you know have your best interest at heart. Amen. And begin to pray. Begin to form that clock formation. That was mighty. That was a rhema word from God. Amen. And on Tuesday we had Mother. We're going backwards this week. Amen. We're not starting at the top, but we're just going back into the different days that we were here. We had Mother Mildred Richard all the way out of Oakland, California. Amen. And Mother is 80 years old and was able to share some of her experience with us and tell us how the Lord had increased her faith and some of the things that she was able to be healed from. Amen. Healing for our issues. Amen. So we just blessed the Lord. And on Monday, I was on and shared a little bit about healing for our issues as we took the scripture out of Proverbs 4:23, where it says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out it flows the issues of life. Amen. And we're just going to continue on in that vein. Next week we will be certainly, we are going to continue on. The Lord has not told us anything different about this upcoming week, so we already are scheduling speakers for next week. Amen. Talking about healing for our issues. There are so many issues that we have, issues in the nation, issues in our life, issues in the church, issues in our home, issues in our job, so many different things, the calamities that are happening that we need help for. Amen. And I can tell you, if you need any help, I'd like to recommend Jesus to you on today. Amen. So we're just so grateful. Today is Friday. Amen. I heard somebody say, thank God it's Friday. Amen. Well, every day that the Lord renews his mercies upon us, we should be grateful. We should have a thankful heart. Amen. The Bible says his mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. And I know sometimes people take off on Fridays, but that's all right. We're here to preach and teach the word of God to each and every one of you and those that have an ear. The scripture said, let them hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Again, we invite you to listen to these messages on our archives. You can go back into our website at www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these daily messages on that website. And you can also visit Blog Talk Radio, and all of these messages are in our archives. Also, we'd like to invite you to visit our YouTube channel at New Destiny 54, and all of these messages have been downloaded to YouTube by Minister Democrat, and we thank God for all the support that he does and all the support that he has given us, amen, to help download these messages and get the gospel out. Remember, the Bible says this gospel is going to be preached to every creature, amen, amen. So we have a wonderful speaker with us today. She's been faithful to this ministry, faithful to this broadcast, and we just love her. Amen. Love her. Amen. And she is family. Amen. So we're going to get right on into what the Lord is saying for us on today. I see Sister T on the line. I see a young lady I haven't had an opportunity, I don't think, to meet yet, Sister Sherelle. Amen. And she's calling all the way from Stockton. Amen. And I also see Minister Aaron Singleton on the line with us today. Amen. So we're going to open up the line. Sister Sherelle, is it Sister Sherelle? Sister Sherelle?
Yeah.
God bless you, sweetheart. Are you calling out of Stockton?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're just so happy to see you on the line today. Don't sign off. God has a word just for you. Amen. So we're going to go right on into, and I'm going to introduce our speaker. And she can open up with us. She's a prayer warrior. She's a praying woman, a fasting woman, a woman that believes God. Amen. She's out of Jacksonville, North Carolina. Amen. And so we're just so excited to hear just what the Lord has given her to speak to our listeners and our hearts on this evening. And that's none other than Prophetess Darlene Davis. Amen. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to everyone. God bless. This is truly an honor. I give honor to God. I just thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. I give honor to you, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I just thank God for you and this broadcast and the power of God that moves on this broadcast. I thank God for this topic on this week. I just thank God for each and every speaker that spoke on this week. I have truly been blessed by the words on this week, and I'm looking for God to even bless us and carry us through next week. I thank God for each and every one and each and every one that's going to go into the archives later. And as I heard the song, You Don't Know My Story, hallelujah, I could have been dead, should have been dead according to the enemy, but we thank God, but God, I'm still here. You don't know my story, and I don't know your story. Some of us could have been in a mental institution, but God. So we thank God that he's in control. So I thank God today that he's in control, that I'm here today. Hallelujah. And I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, and we're going to go to the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for another day, God. Hallelujah. We thank you how you kept us, God. We thank you, God, that you have kept us, God, that we have a testimony to tell, God, how you have let us made it over, God, how you have saved and sanctified us, God, how you have made ways out of no way for us, God. Nobody but you could have did it, God. When we look back over our life, hallelujah, our soul do cry out, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for dying on the cross for us, God. We thank you for another day that you made ways. We thank you for the activities of our limb, God. We thank you for the article of our speech, God. We thank you for the rain, the wind, hallelujah, the sun. We thank you for air to breathe, God. We thank you for breathing life into us, God. We thank you, God, for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega, God. We thank you for coming to see about us, God, when things were going wrong and things were going bad. You came and seen about us. You delivered us out of our issues. And we thank you, God, for being a way maker. We thank you for being a healer. So we just come this afternoon to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for another day. Thank you for a day that you kept us from harm and danger. Thank you, God, for your joy. Thank you, God, for your peace, God. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing, God. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. Thank you for teaching us, God. Thank you for training us, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for food, shelter, and clothes, God. Thank you, God, for Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Thank you for how you
thank
kept
you,
her
Jesus.
In the midnight
hallelujah.
Hour. Thank you for being
yes,
a way maker in her life, God.
Ah,
thank you for keeping her perfect health and perfect peace. When she had that car accident, we thank you for the blood covering that was over. We thank you for the blood covering that's still over, God. We thank you,
yes,
God, for the words that come out of her mouth. God, we thank you that she is living holy. She is walking upright. We thank you, God, for new strength, God. We thank you right now, God, that you're catching her from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet. We thank you right now that you're stirring and activating the gifts even more and cultivating the gifts in her, God. We thank you for the soul that's required to her hands. We thank you for the soul that she had already got. We thank you that she's kingdom-minded, kingdom-builder. Hallelujah. We thank you for the people that's coming to intercede and to help her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the soul that's coming on this line, God. We thank you right now, God. We give you praise right now. We give you honor right now. We exalt you right now. We take our time to say thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for keeping us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for our families today, God. We thank you,
yes,
God, for being
thank
the way making their life, God. We thank you for every leader, every person that taught and that's going to teach on this line, every person that preaches, we thank you for them, every lay person, every caller, we thank you, God. We thank you for what you're doing in their life, God. We thank you, God, that we're getting rid of our issues.
God, we thank you that we're walking whole,
and we've been made new. And you, God, we just praise you right now. God, I come with a repentant spirit, God. God, my mouth, God. Let it be your words, not my words, God. Move me out. God, let me decrease and you increase, God. God, that somebody can hear the word and be saved. That somebody can hear the word and be delivered. Somebody can hear the word and be healed and be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to work on my issues. Wash me,
yes,
God,
God,
in the name of Jesus. Purge me, God. All of us, wash us, God. Purge us, God. Let us not be about playing church, God. But let us be made whole, God, those that's playing church, God. Those that's not playing church, keep us focused, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask right now that your rain come down on this line. We ask right now that you overflow, God. We need you to overflow, God. Let our ears be all here open to hear what thus says the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Not what Darlene says. Hey, mama, mama, Shanda. But what you say, God. Let me speak only your words, God. In the name of Jesus. And when you finish, let me be finished, God. And if you're not finished, let me continue to go on in you, God. In the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you blow on their people today, God. In the name of Jesus. Blow, God, restoring right now in the name of Jesus. Tear out every stronghold. Loose every shackle, God. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, hallelujah. And we give you the praise, hallelujah. We give you the honor, hallelujah. We give you the glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And it is so. Hallelujah.
Thank
we ask you to look
Jesus.
Down upon the bereaved families today, God. Lift up their
yes,
downtrodden head, God. Send in the comfort of God. Look down upon every mother today, God. Mother in Zion, mother, God. Whether it be in prayer, mother. Whether it be a mother, mother of this natural birth. Oh, God, touch the mothers today. Touch the fathers today. Go in the homes today, God. Rearrange the homes. We're talking about the issue, healings of the issues. God, let the healing take place in the homes. Let the issues be gone, God, in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ. And we thank you and we give you honor in
hallelujah.
The mighty name of
Jesus.
And it is so. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We bless your holy name. And we speak increase in the name of Jesus. We speak increase in the mighty name of Jesus, in the spirit and also financially, God, in the name of Jesus. Every curse, every generation curse shall be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And it is so. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to glorify him right now. Because he's so worthy. Hallelujah. To be praised. Hallelujah. I thank God for the midnight hour. How he came in my life. Even on last night, he came in the midnight hour. And he did some things in me. Hallelujah. We're talking about the healing for your issues. Hallelujah. And see,
thank
it starts
God.
Right with me first. This morning when I woke up, hallelujah, I began to pray, and I began to go on a prayer line, and I went back to sleep, but I couldn't rest because I knew it was something God wanted to do with me. I knew it was something God wanted to say through me, and I couldn't rest, and I got up, and I began to get sick. That was an issue, but God took the issue away. How many people know that God can take the issue away? If you just call on the name of Jesus, I had to call on the name of Jesus. I began to get sick, and the enemy said, call evangelists and tell them you can't do this. But how many know when you have a sign that you got to do it anyway, anyhow, and in season and out of season? And I began to say, I can't call. And I heard the enemy speaking into my ear. That was an issue. Hallelujah. I'm talking about issues. Before I even get to my chapter, I'm going to tell what God did. Hallelujah. I have a testimony down on inside, my story for this morning. And then I began to get even sicker. But I heard call a prayer partner. And I began to call this pastor. And I began to ask her a question about something. And we began to pray. And she said, you've got to go forth. Hallelujah. But God is going to use you to stand up in the power of him. Hallelujah. And give you Holy Ghost boldness. Because he said, go in my authority. Hallelujah. So I thank God. I had to let that issue go. I had to pray. I had to also get some help. Sometimes you got to get a prayer partner in this thing. Because when there's so many spirits or something going on, an issue going on where you need to be healed in the natural, or that sometimes you got to call a prayer partner. Sometimes you got to call someone that you trust. But I also had to call on the name of Jesus. Something
all
about
right.
the name of Jesus. When you call on the name of Jesus, do you hear me today? Things change. When you call on the name of Jesus, demons have to flee. When you call on the name of Jesus, you shall be healed and restored. When you call on the name of Jesus, things should be turned around. So that's my testimony on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I give God honor because I had to call on the name of Jesus. Also, thank God for a prayer partner being standing in the gap. So I just thank God. God moved so mightily last night. We didn't, I think it was 11:40 when we got off our prayer line, and ain't nobody mad but the devil. So because of that, trying to come up with the issue. Try to make me sick. But hallelujah, I'm whole and I'm healed right now, and I'm ready to let God have his way. Hallelujah. I come to fight. I come to war. Hallelujah, because, he tried to take me down, and eventually he told me to call you, and then he told me to call you again. He kept telling me, call her, tell her you can't make it. Call her, it's still early. Call her. Hallelujah, but I'm here, and I'm not here. God is here. Hallelujah. So I thank God, that he was defeated.
You,
this
Lord.
Issue has been resolved. Hallelujah.
Right.
We're talking about issue. When I asked God, what would I have this, what would you have me to say to the people? I said, I just want to start out with a praise because you've been so good to me. Hallelujah. You brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. You brought me out of sickness. You brought me out from time to time. You have blessed me. You have been my Jehovah Jireh. You have provided food when I didn't have none. You have provided money when I didn't know what I was going to do. You have been a way maker in my life. So I say, God, I just want to start off telling the people Jesus can and Jesus will and Jesus shall. Hallelujah. Just continue to hold on to him. You may have some issues, but God will work it out. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will restore you. Hallelujah. If you just trust him. And I said, God, what would you have me say to the people? And last week I spoke on the woman with the issue of blood. And I said, I don't want to, unless you want me to, God, speak on that again, because I don't know if someone from where I spoke before will be on the line. I said, but it's okay if that's what you want me to do. So as I began to think about the issue of woman with the issue of blood, I began to think about several things. First of all, I began to think about the woman with the issue of blood, and the issue, that's not what I'm going to speak on today, but I'm just going to say something in a reference to that, and how she had the issue for 12 years. And some of us have been having issues for a long time, but it's time for us to be healed. It's time for us to be restored. It's time for us to be delivered. It's time for us to let go and let God. It's time for us to go into newness and walk into newness. And as she just pressed her way, and what came to me is we got to press our way. We got to press through the things that we don't understand. We got to press through the things that we don't see. What we don't see, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. We got to know that God is going to do it. We got to when we press our way, we got to know he's going to heal us from the issues. He's going to heal us from our circumstances. He's going to change things around. And I began to think about how she was unclean and how she was miserable, how she was miserable. And I began to think about something that I had an issue with, and I was miserable for years. And so I let go and let God, and so I called on the name of Jesus, and he healed me from those things. And as I began to also think about her, how she didn't care who saw her at that point. You know, you ever been to a point where you don't care what people think, what people see, what people say? You just know you got to get to Jesus. You got to touch the hem of his garment that you could be made whole. You got to go into prayer. You got to holler out. You don't care if you're in church and you have to scream. You have to praise him. You have to run. You have to shout because you got something that you need from God, and you got to get something from God. So you don't care. They might be sitting in a church setting, and they're sitting there quietly, and you might have to get up and dance, get up and shout, get up and run, get up and praise God to get yours. Hallelujah, because it's not about them. It's all about you getting what you need from God. And so I began to think about how the woman of God, woman with the issue of blood, just began to press away and to begin to, till she reached Jesus. And she, when she touched him and his garment, the virtue went out of him. And then she was, God had made her whole. And God wants to make us whole on today, those that's not made whole. You know, sometimes we could fool ourselves and say we don't have an issue, we don't have a problem, we're not going through things, we can wear a mask, or sometimes we could fool others, but we can't fool God, nor can we fool ourselves. And so God is saying to us, for us to have this topic, God is saying it's time for us to be delivered. And then I began to think about the Israelites, and God was taking me through the Israelites, and I began to think about how they went around unnecessarily for 40 years. And God saying to us, we're going around sometimes unnecessary, wasting time. We could have been delivered from that years ago, weeks ago, months ago, days ago, but we want to hold on to it. And God is saying, let it go. Hallelujah. He's saying, let it go. And he's saying those, even some people are making excuses. No more excuses. It's time out for excuses. We are making excuses like some people have said, and I know I have said this myself. Oh, well, this was a generation curse. Well, then I start saying, I'm a generation curse breaker, and it stops here. This is where it stops. You have to take the authority over the enemy, over your situation, over the issue, and believe that God is going to do it. And I just want to cover somebody today that you can be made whole. I just want to cover somebody that may be going into the archives later or even next week. You can be made whole. But the only way you can be made whole is Jesus. You know, there's people that's going out to, and I begin to think about people going out to psychiatrists and still not being made whole. People are going out getting counseling, and they're still not being made whole. Some of the counselors and the psychiatrists is just going through just as much as you all are going through, or even more. And so they can't help you. Nobody can help you but Jesus. It's nothing like the name of Jesus. When you call on that great name of Jesus, things begin to be broken, things begin to be destroyed, and God begins to move. So I just want to encourage somebody on today, this is your day for healing. This is your day for your issues to be broken. And, you know, some people have let some issues go, but God is saying let it all go. Some people have let some things go. Some things, the past is still hurting them. God is saying let it go. And I'm speaking from experience. I just had a couple things that really tried to overtake me, and I had to begin to pray, and I had to begin to seek God, and I had to begin to say, not my will, but your will be done, God. I had to begin to turn it over to God. And so we're going into the chapter, amen, we're going into chapter 5 of Mark, chapter 5 of Mark, and that's where I'll be coming from, and I will be reading from the King James Version, and it reads, the first verse reads, and I will be reading from the first to the eighth verse, excuse me, the first to the ninth verse, excuse me, and then came over to the other side of the sea unto the country of Galilee. And when he was coming out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tomb, and no man could bind him, no man with chains, that he had been all found with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked ashore by him, and the fetters broke into pieces. Neither could any man tame him. And the fifth verse, and always night and day he was in the mountain and in the tomb crying and cutting himself with stone. The sixth verse reads, put when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And the seventh verse, and he cried with a loud voice and said, what have I done with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adore thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said to me, come out of the man, that unclean spirit. And the ninth verse reads, and he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered and said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And that is the ninth verse. And what I wanted to say, what the Lord is having me to say, that on the second verse, I will go over that again, in Mark the 5, the second verse. And when he was coming out of the ship immediately, there met him out of the tomb a man with an unclean spirit. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have some unclean spirits, some unclean thoughts, some unclean things, some things we need to get rid of. God's saying, let it go. Hallelujah. Don't hold on to that thought. Hallelujah. Don't hold on to those ways anymore. He's saying it's time to get healed from the issue, your issue. And you may say, I don't have an issue, but we have issues that we need to get rid of. Hallelujah. Some things that we need to let go from the past. Some things we even need to let go that's dealing with us right now that we may be tormented. And, this chapter speaks on Jesus, and as he was, the chapter before was talking about him in the boat and how they thought the boat was going to turn over, and he spoke, peace, be still. And I'm saying even in that chapter, they had to have the faith. We got to have faith knowing that God is going to heal us. He's going to restore us, knowing that he is going to move on our behalf. We got to just walk in by faith and knowing that God has everything under control. Hallelujah. And in the ninth verse, you may have more than one spirit in you, but you can be released. You can be delivered. You can be set free through Jesus. You may have a legion. We hope not that no one family member may have a legion, or someone you may know may have a legion. We hope that one has a legion. But in spite of, God can heal. He can restore. He can deliver. No matter what's going on, he can do everything but fail. So I'm saying today, if you have that legion, if you have that demon that you've been torn with, that you've been, just turn it over to Jesus. Just let go and let God do what he needs to do. If you have those spirits that you're holding on, you saying generation curses, my mama had it, my father had it, my sister had it, my brother had it, and this one had it, and so I got to have it. The devil is a liar. No, you can let it go. You may have that problem. You may have that situation, but God can be your counselor. He can be your psychiatrist. He can heal you. This man was unclean. Nobody could tame him. Nobody can hold this man down. He was going through. He wanted to be made whole. He wanted to be cleansed. He wanted to be washed. He started to cut himself. He started to do things with stones and cut himself because he was trying to harm himself because he felt those spirits inside of him. It may be somebody that's going through something and they can feel the depression spirit. They can feel the oppression spirit. They can feel the spirits that's inside of them. And they said, I'm tired of being like this, like the woman with the issue of blood, tired of going around like the Israelites for years and years. So God is saying today, this is your time. This is your season to be healed. This is your season to walk into newness. And before we can even get soul saved, before we can even do the work of the Lord, we have to let our issues go. We have to let those circumstances go. We have to let God do what he has to do in us. And before we can even walk into what God has us to walk into, he's saying, get rid of that old thing. Get rid of that old thing. He said, because when he saved us, all things became new. Hallelujah. That old thing we should be new now, new creatures in him. Hallelujah. Because he has made us whole. But some of us still holding weight from when we were unsaved, bringing it into our saved life. But God is saying, today is the day to get healed. This is the day to get delivered. Hallelujah. And you may say, well, I've been praying and I don't know really how to let that issue go. I don't know how to let that sickness go. And I began to think about when my aunt was sick, and nobody knew she was sick, and she had cancer, and the cancer began to spread. We still didn't know she had it. Her own son didn't know she had it. But when God spoke to me and my mother, we knew that she had it, and she asked us to come over and help her out. But she refused to go back to the hospital. And so in her last days, we began to pray for her and help her out. But I told her, I said, you have to let me see that wound so that you can be washed and cleansed, and so just I can do what I need to do. And also praying was one thing, but I said, I need to clean you up. And God needs to clean us up from some things. And so she was saying, I don't want you to see the wound. I said, I already seen it in the spirit. And I said, I'll tell you where it's at and how big it is and where it's hanging out. I said, so God said, don't be ashamed. Sometimes we'll have pride, and it'll keep us from getting delivered. That'll keep us from getting healed from our issues. That'll keep us from doing, getting washed and purged where God wants us to be cleansed at. And so I began to tell her, to God be the glory, where God told me it was at, and she knew that I seen it. So I said, man, I have to wash you up. Not only do I have to wash you up, I have to wash that wound out and purify and cleanse it that it don't get more infected. And sometimes we can affect other people with our issues by speaking ill words towards them, by speaking ill words or preaching ill words, or either prophesying ill words, calling ourselves prophesying or false prophesying, that's what I call it, and speaking because we hurt. And so sometimes hurt people hurt others. And so we begin to speak that, and so it begins to get in the atmosphere, or we begin to do some things to other people to hurt them, to harm them, because we're hurting. We may be hurting with spirits like the man that had the legion. We may be going through, and so we don't know what to do. So sometimes people lash out at others, but God is saying no more shall we lash out at others. It's time for us to get delivered. It's time for us to be made whole. It's time for us to be washed. It's time for us to be purged. It's time for us, time out for wasting time. It's time for us to walk into newness. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do. It's time for us to say what God wants us to say. It's time for us to go where God wants us to go. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do. It's time for us to let that issue go. It's time for us to be healed and made whole. It's time for us to do what God has called us to do.
Oh, glory
and in
to God.
That washing, and in that washing, I had to wash her up and wash out the wound, and it was very infective because she had let it go. Sometimes you let things go, they get worse than what they were. And when you don't call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, when you don't pray, when you don't seek him, hallelujah, that demon gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it comes some more demons behind that demon, and it comes more spirits and more spirits and more spirits. And that's how the man got the legion of many. He was the legion of many spirits. It may start out as one spirit, but you don't pray and fast and get delivered from that spirit. It comes to another spirit, and that leaks on to another spirit. So God is saying those that you know that has those spirits, pray for them. Pray for them. Though, and if you carry those spirits, he said, pray and get delivered. Hallelujah, because this is not by accident or chance that we have this topic. God is saying he wants us to be made whole in the body of Christ. He let me know the reason why I have a prayer group, to God be the glory, he gave me a prayer group, was because he said the body of Christ was infected. And he said we had to pray for the body in Christ. He said they were going to begin to come on, some of the body, and that they were going to begin to made whole. He said you're going to see right, and you're going to hear right before yourself as you sit. And I began to hear God doing the deliverance, and some of them have been made whole. And so I'm seeing the manifestation of what God is doing. Are you seeing the manifestation of your prayers? And it may be because you're not seeing the manifestation because you're not praying enough, or you're not praying right, or because you have not let that unclean spirit go, because you have not let God come in and do surgery, because you have not been made whole. Hallelujah. God is saying this is the hour for us to be made whole. And as I began to clean my aunt up and I cleaned her up, she began to smell better, look better, feel better. And see, when you begin to be whole, God begin to make you whole. He'll make you over. He'll make you look good on the outside. He'll make you even smell better. Hallelujah. But when those spirits, you can smell spirits sometimes. Some people can. And you can smell when those spirits are lingering and lurking and hanging around. And sometimes they're even hanging around in your house. Hallelujah. But God is saying he comes to set the captives free. He comes to set us free in our mind. Sometimes our thoughts are not clean. I told you about how I was thinking about canceling. He said sometimes our thoughts are not clean. Sometimes our thoughts is not pure. Sometimes our thoughts is what can give us sickness. And as she began to think, that's how she got her sickness. Her fiance had passed, and she kept thinking she wanted to die. And she kept speaking ill. And I kept canceling out and telling her to stop speaking, but she kept speaking ill, and she wanted to go. And after a while, you keep speaking some things. There's power, life and death in a tongue. Hallelujah. The death became her. And she began to speak about she didn't want to live no more because her fiance was gone, and she didn't want to be here anymore. And the cancer got bigger and bigger and bigger. And as we began to pray, she said to me, Daniel, let me go. She didn't want to be here. So I was proclaiming the word over her life. I was washing her with the blood, covering her in the blood of Jesus. I was washing her and purging her and cleansing her through the word. But also I was washing her in the natural, and her own son wouldn't even come over. But it was okay because God will have a ram and a bush. He will have somebody look after his people. Hallelujah, because she was his. Hallelujah. She had been serving for years. She had been saved for years. She had been doing the work of the Lord for years, but she was tired and wanted to come home, and she wanted to go home. And so as I began to speak, she said, Daniel, and I didn't even know really, you know, I was in my word, but I really didn't know what was she was saying when she was saying Daniel. God said, begin to read Daniel. And then he told me to read Daniel again and a Daniel again. Now he got me back reading Daniel again. So it's something in there that God is saying to me. And in the word, when you read the word, there's some things that God is speaking to us. We must stay in the word. We must stay in the word. That's where we're going to get our strength at. Hallelujah. And so this is what I want to say before we close. I want to say, trust God, let it go. Trust God and begin to let God have his way through your life. Let those things of the past go, those things that may have hurt you that someone said that has tried to bring death. I speak life right now as a prophet into each and every person's life. Right now in the name of Jesus, I cancel out every assignment of the enemy, every attack of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And I proclaim right now that each and every person, whether they're here later or now, that they will walk into newness, that they'll walk into wholeness, that they will be healed and made whole, and their issues will be destroyed in the name of Jesus. And they shall not get any more spirit upon them, but the spirit of the Holy Ghost shall come in them and dwell in their home, dwell in their life, dwell in their mind in the name of Jesus. And I thank God right now because I know God is going to do the work if you just let him do it. He said, just let him do it. Hallelujah. And these are some of the tools or some of the things that I would say that can help you hold on and also help you to make it, help you to realize that you need these things to keep those spirits off of you, is a prayer life. If you don't have a prayer life, you're lost. A prayer life, you must have a prayer life. So these are things I would say, this is your medicine. This is your spiritual medicine. This is what we're going to call it, for spiritual medicine. And you need to have your spiritual medicine of prayer at least three times a day. At least morning, noon, and night. That's at least for you to be able to stand and keep those spirits from away from you and away from your home. That's one of the things. And your other medicine got to be a spirit of praise. And how long you have to take that medicine is every day, 24/7. I will bless the Lord at all times.
All right.
And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So I leave you with prayer. I leave you with Psalm 61 if you want to look that up on your free time. With praise, I want to leave you with Psalm 34, hallelujah, and you can read that on your free time. That's your second medicine. And your third medicine is to Psalm 51, repent. Turn from your wicked ways and repent. Turn from that thing. Turn from that situation. Turn from them circumstances. Turn, and don't go back. Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Create in me a new and a right spirit. Ha. In the name of Jesus. He's going to create us a new and a right spirit in him. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
you. And that's your third medicine. Your fourth medicine is, okay, I'm losing something, I missed something. Okay, that was Psalm 51. So it's praise, prayer, and repent. And it's time for us to definitely do those things. And as I begin to, I'm lost something, but it'll come back to me, Holy Ghost, and I don't have it down on my paper. But as I begin to look at the medicine and I begin to think about prayer, prayer is so vital to keeping your deliverance. Right? Prayer is so vital to you getting your deliverance. Prayer is so vital to you continuing to help someone else to get their deliverance. And praise is definitely going to keep your mind, because who keeps their mind in peace? God keeps them. Who keeps their mind on God? He keeps them in perfect peace. He keeps them in perfect peace. When our mind is on other things and our mind is on other situations, that's when the spirits can come in. That's when things can come in illegally, things that can come in that God has not called to come in, when our mind is here and there and everywhere. But when we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, he'll keep us in perfect peace. He'll keep us in the right standards. He'll keep us, hallelujah, not talking about people, not in the wrong place, doing the wrong things. And you won't have them legions of demons. You won't have those spirits coming upon you. You won't have those spirits coming in you. When you begin to lift up your hand and give God praise, not when you just feel like it, but when you don't feel like it, when you praise him in season and out of season, when you begin to give him a wave offer, when you begin to say, thank you, Jesus, I don't understand, but when you begin to give him a butt praise, anyhow praise, you won't be thinking foolish, you won't be thinking illegal thoughts, you won't be thinking about doing wrong. Fears can't come in with a praise, fears can't come in with a prayer, fears can't come, all can come in is the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Won't you let them dwell in your body today? Won't you let them dwell in your spirit today? Who are you having in your spirit today? Are you having disbelief in your spirit today? Are you having fear in your spirit today? Are you having doubt in your spirit today? Are you having, these are things that will that need to be destroyed. These are things that need to be, an issue that needs to be delivered. These are issues that you need to be healed from. Are you having a spirit of praise? Hallelujah. Are you having a spirit of prayer, hallelujah. Are you having a spirit of fear? Are you having a spirit of boldness, Holy Ghost boldness? Are you having a spirit of control? Are you having a spirit of pride? These are issues. Are you having a spirit of backbiting, jealousy? Are you having a spirit of depression, oppression? Are you having a spirit of lying? Are you having a spirit of stealing? Are you having a spirit of jealousy? Are you having these spirits? These are spirits that you got to let go. Let God. These are issues. Hallelujah. We need to be healed from our issues. Well, that's just a little lie I told. You know, I had to do that on my job. I had to do that. Just a little lie. I mean, God will forgive me for a little lie. Well, did you repent? Why did you even tell the lie in the first place? But did you repent? A lot of times we're walking around and not repenting, and we're not praying. And the other one, I don't know why I could leave that out. And that's 2 Timothy 15. And we definitely got to read the word. We got to study the word. Hallelujah. We got to study the word. God is dealing with me to study even the more. He's dealing with me to pray even the more, to worship even the more, to praise him even the more. Hallelujah. When those thoughts come up in your head, take that medicine of prayer. Take that medicine of praise, because the enemy is going to come up, but if you resist him, he will flee. Take that medicine of reading your word. Take it, and believe me, you will be healed. You will be made whole. Those issues will be gone. God is saying, let those issues go. Well, she did such and such to me. He did such and such. God said, let it go. Well, I just got to get them back, because you know what? I didn't appreciate that. I just got to say something to them. God said, pray for them. Pray for your enemies that spitefully use you. Pray for those that lie on you, that talk about you. Yes, yes, pray for those. Take that medicine at least 3 times a day. Take praise 24/7. Well, I don't feel like praising today. You don't understand what I've been through. Well, no, I don't. Maybe I don't. But I've been somewhere, too. And you know what? Sometimes I had to lift up my hand and cry. But I still gave him the praise. Hallelujah. I still lift up God because he's been so good to me. Well, sister, you just don't understand. I just don't feel like reading today. I hear you saying read at least 3 times a day for that medicine. I don't even feel like picking up my Bible for months at a time. That's what you may say. Well, I've been there too. And when you don't, you be mentally retarded, okay? You be mentally retarded in the spiritual realm because we need our word. That's life. That's healing. That's strength. That's restoring. And the word healing is to restore, to make whole, to cleanse, to purge, to make healthy. And the word issue is to send out, to put forth, and to come out, and to send out. God is saying it's time to let go. Let all that issue out of you. Let it come out. Get a purging, a cleansing, a repentance, and be made whole. And let your issues go. God bless you. This is the last days. We got to come on up and recognize that God is the only answer. He is your counselor. He is your psychiatrist. Call on the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He will answer prayer. Call on the name of Jesus, and he will deliver. How do I know? Been there, done that. Call on the name of Jesus, and he shall heal. How do I know? He has healed me. To God be the glory, even this morning. Call on the name of Jesus, and he shall free you from every issue. He shall heal you and restore you. Don't you want to be healed, and don't you want your issues to be gone? God bless you. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you that you are on time, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this topic. We thank you for this woman of God. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for those that's listening, those that's going to listen later or another day. We speak wholeness in their life in the name of Jesus. We speak cleansing, and washing and repurging, God. Let them remember the medicine and the spiritual realm that they need to take on a daily basis, that they need to take, God, to make them whole. God, let them not take anything away. They are praying, but I won't fast. Oh, the other one was fasting. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Continue to give us a fasting spirit, God, as Isaiah 58, fasting. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He'll bring everything back to your members. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Oh, God, help us to have the spirit of fasting, the spirit of praying, the spirit of reading your word, the spirit of worship. In season and out of season, let us worship you, God, in spirit and
truth. Hallelujah.
Let us worship you, God, like never before. Worship you to somebody else's house gets the demons flee from their house. Hallelujah. Let us worship you where someone can hear us worshiping and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That someone can hear us praying and saying, I got to have God. I got to have that God that you have. Hallelujah. That someone will see us reading the word or hear us quoting scriptures and say, I need to be made whole. I need to be delivered. What's that Jesus? Tell me about that Jesus that you're serving. It's something about the name of Jesus. So we thank you today, God. We thank you for your name, Jesus. We thank you for dying for us. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus, so now let us die to the things, that's not of you, God. Let us walk in the spirit and not in the flesh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us let it go, God, let it go, God. Let us not pick it back up, God. Let us leave it at the altar, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to keep our mind stayed on you, God, so you can keep us in perfect peace, God. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we tear down every stronghold, everything that will try to rise up to exalt your name, everything that will try to come up to hinder us. Let us see the enemy from afar, God. And we thank you right now. We thank you for this word. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the souls that's going to be saved. We thank you that we are made whole. We thank you that we're not carrying legions. We're not carrying anything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And it is so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it is so. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, darling. Hallelujah. For that word on today, healing for all issues, prayer, praise, repent, and fast. If we make those four elements a part of our daily life, amen, there will be healing. Healing for our issues. Amen. That was a timely word. Wasn't a shouting word. Wasn't nothing for you to run around the church with. Amen. Sometimes God sent us a word where we can hear and we'll be able to absorb that which we hear. And we have to apply it. We just can't be hearers of the word. We have to also be doers. So that was a timely word. I pray that you all heard it. Amen. And it is etched in your heart where you can start applying it. Healing for our issues. Amen. We're going to continue on with this topic next week. We'll have a lineup of different speakers. Monday, I know Elder William Caldwell will be speaking for us from out of Pasadena, California. Amen. And Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant will be with us next week. Healing for our issues. We still have so much to cover on this topic. Amen. We really haven't tapped into everything that this topic entails. Amen. But nevertheless, we thank God for the woman of God making the sacrifice to come on and share the word of God with us on today. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T. Amen. Open up the lines and let her have a comment or remark, any prayer requests. Our prophetess Darlene is still here available to do just that. Sister T, God bless you.
God bless you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All I really wanted to say is hallelujah to God's word. I just thank God for the word on today. First, giving honor to God, to Evangelist Bernard, and to Prophetess Darlene Davis. I just thank God for the word on today. I see how God is truly confirming his word. Been on this topic, healing for our issues. I mean, I know I've had a lot of issues in my life, and I see how God is healing them. But it was some points that she took or touched on, and I was able to take notes. And one of the first things she said was, she said, "I'm a generational curse breaker." Hallelujah. And I believe that was God is using me in my family to break the curses over my family. You know, I think that's why he had to clean me up. He had to set me free. I think that's why he allowed me to go through all the turmoil and all the things that I went through. But now I'm a walking testimony of what he can do.
Glory to God.
I'm thanking God that he removing all these unclean spirits that have been around me. And I study my word, as I pray and I meditate and I worship him, He allows me to see where the unclean spirits are, and he will allow me to detect myself from them. So I just thank God that, you know, this is the season where he is healing God's people. And I see healing taking place in families. I see the healing that took place in me. I see the healing that's taking place in my children, and even some of my family members that they had to come back. They were sorry about some of the things that they did. So I just thank God that he's cleaning up the wounds. I remember back in the day they used to say that the Lord will purge you with hyssop. So I see the Lord using hyssop on me, and I remember my old pastor, L.A. Larkins, describing it like that old lye soap that they used to clean you up with. So I just thank God that that's what he's doing. You know, it's a trip how God will bring stuff back to your remembrance. I was being at the Superintendent L.A. Larkins Church here in Stockton. God rest his beautiful soul. And everything that he spoke over me has come to pass, and he's gone home to glory. But he's healed me, you know, and And you will bring people back in your life to see the transformation. And I remember being in Burlington yesterday, and it was a woman of God. She was over the tribe of Levi at our church, and I was one of her lambs. Her father had appointed me her lamb, and it was Superintendent L.A. Locker's daughter. So she seen me in the store, and she said, look what the Lord has done. And we were just in tears. We wanted to run around Burlington because God has cleaned me up, and everything God said that he was going to do for me, he's doing. So I just thank and praise God that he has placed such beautiful women of God in my life. I consider you a godmother, Evangelist Bernard. You planted so many seeds. And of the prophetess Darlene Davis, you have given me so much great word and encouragement. And I just love you both, and I love all the people on the line. So can you pray my strength in the Lord as I am hitting the streets of Stockland daily. What God called me to do. And I just thank God for you guys. And I know I've talked a lot now lately, but I love you guys. A lot of times I'll be busy doing the work of the ministry, and I can't really talk the way I want to, but I just want you to know that it's because I'm working on the kingdom's business. Hallelujah.
All right.
So I praise the Lord for all he has done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Sister T. Hallelujah. Floodgates of heaven are open. Amen. Souls are there. The Bible says the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Pastor Beatrice. God bless you.
I don't know if she can talk right now because she's dealing with one of her clients.
All right. Well, we're going to
put
somebody to the client. Sister T,
come back to her.
Amen. We're going to go to Mother Charity. God bless you, Mother.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Amen. I certainly thank the Lord. Amen. It was sound doctrine that I was able to get in on today.
Mm.
I had a very important call to come on my line right at the time that the service was starting. And so I didn't really get in on a lot of it, but I got in on some of it. And then while I was on the program, the phone rang again. It was the same person that they was interrupted and had to hang up. And Lord have mercy, and I missed some more of it. So, but I got on the program. What I heard where she took her thought from, about Legion. That man that was, his name was Legion because he had so many demons and all, and how the Lord delivered. And I heard her talk about the medicine that three times a day, amen, praise the Lord, and consists of those four things. I kind of heard a little of that, praise the Lord, amen. But God is so good, amen, and his word is so wonderful, amen, and it just builds us up in the most holy faith, amen, when we study God's word and when we go before him and fast,
thank
praise the Lord, and
hallelujah,
keep our minds stayed upon him, you know, then that just caused you to be encouraged. But see, when you stay away from the word, regardless of what you're going through, and then after that, the enemy will come in and you don't want to read your Bible, you don't want to go to your Bible classes, you don't want to pray.
Come on, Mother.
Then after that, that just puts you out there for the enemy to work with you even the more, and he going to get the victory. That old flesh going to get the victory. See, that's where the devil wants you at. That's when he bring all that to you. Well, I ain't going to do that. Well, the very thing that you ain't going to do is what you need to be doing.
Amen.
Come on, Mother.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. And see, and then when you don't do it, then that's where the devil wants you, because you're going to weaken. You're going to weaken, and the next thing you know, you won't be getting the victory. And that's just where he wants you out there like that. He want to catch you in that state of mind. But we got to build ourselves up. You got to talk to this flesh. You got to do things the flesh don't want to do. That's when you got to press over that thing. And that's
hallelujah.
God to help you. You got to cry out unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. For greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. And God ain't going to give you nothing that you can't overcome. If you try, praise the Lord, and he done gave us the remedy in which to do it with. And that's with fasting and with prayer. when he told the apostle, why we couldn't do it, why we couldn't cast out them devils and all. And he said, oh, ye of little faith. Yeah, right. It's come only by fasting and praying. Yeah, that'll do it. Hallelujah. So don't tell me you can't get the victory, because you can if you try. God is so good to, I'm still on a high from Bishop Singleton. Hallelujah, amen. I've been just thinking about lots of things that he has spoken. Praise God, amen. And so I'm very much encouraged today. God bless you all nine. Y'all continue to pray for us. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Mother. You've been a great encouragement to us on this line, and we certainly appreciate all of the wisdom and knowledge that you're able to impart to us on a daily basis. God
Praise
bless.
God.
Amen. Amen. I see Sister Sherelle. God bless you, Sister Sherelle. Would you like to say anything, or did you need prayer?
That was awesome message. I did need prayer. I need to lift up my cousin. Her name is Michelle. It's unspoken prayer, but I need prayer for her. And the message was awesome. The breaking, her message on breaking the curse and family's curses and everything, it hit a point, it hit a spot with me, because my family is coming to Christ, and I'm thankful for him breaking our curses and bringing us closer to him. And also, I heard a message the other day, and my phone was getting so hot to where it was cutting off, and I don't know his name, Bishop or someone. He was speaking on some different things, and his message was awesome, awesome. So I'm just grateful that I'm able to listen to the messages now and be able to come on the radio and talk and listen to it now since I'm away from my grandkids. But I'm thankful for the work that I'm hearing.
All right. Well, God bless you. Now, what is your cousin's name?
Michelle.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you just asking for prayer for her?
Yes.
Amen. And anything specific?
It's unspoken.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go back. Thank God for all of you all tuning in today. We're going to go back to our speaker, Prophetess Darlene. And again, before I go back to our Prophetess Darlene, we want to thank those of you that made the contributions and sponsored someone to attend the conference on next month. You still have time. You can go to paypal.com on our website and show that $45 fee where you can bless someone to attend the father-daughter conference here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Those that already have, we thank God for you. We will be getting those sponsors to you next week where you'll be able to know who you sponsored. And if you'd like to stay in contact with these young women and these young men, I will certainly get you their information, and you can do that. Our young people need encouragement. Amen. And also remember, don't forget, save those dates for that citywide crusade and the ministry launch, September the 4th and 6th. I'm excited about Bishop Alfred and his wife coming down, and some of the singletons out of Lansing. Also, Mother Cannon looking for Mother to come down, too. So keep us in your prayers that the Lord's will be done, and we can continue to impact souls while we're here in the city. Amen. That was a timely word, Prophetess Darlene. I was eating. Sometimes you don't be jumping and shouting, but it's just for us to hear. And that's what it did for me today. I was able to hear that word, and I needed it. Amen. So we're going back to Prophetess Darlene and ask her to pray for a Minister Democrat also while he's traveling on the airway, through the airways and what have you, doing, taking care of his business. Amen. Also, we ask him to remember that a family, that the daughter committed suicide on this weekend. Then the unspoken prayer from Sister Michelle. Amen. Amen. And pray for those that we haven't seen on the line. Remember Sister Cammie. Remember Sister Patrice. And, of course, remember our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, that she'll be back with us on next week. Amen. So we're praying for those things. Amen. A special prayer for my son also. We're going to be leaving early in the morning to go and visit my son. So pray for traveling grace as
you thank
go to
you,
visit Lord. My son on tomorrow and all of those that
thank
are
you,
in
Lord, Jesus.
And all over the nation, the women and men that are in prison and those that are have any dilemmas that they're dealing with, that God would be able to touch them. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you once again for the opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We go into prayer, God. We just thank you, God. We know that
thank
you have already moved.
Hallelujah.
We know that you're still moving, God. We know that you're right now, God, a way maker.
Hallelujah.
We know that you are a healer, God. We know those that's already healed and delivered from their issues, they will stay delivered.
Hallelujah.
And they will tell others how to meet God and get delivered from their issues. So we thank you right now, God. We bless your holy name, God. We come to you right now in prayer, God. You said bring everything to you in prayer. Oh, God, we thank you because you do hear our supplication and that you do answer, God. So we thank you, God, for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for being an all-knowing God, an all-wise God, an all-loving God. We thank you right now, God. We praise you right now, God. We come saying thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the move of your spirit. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
God, for being a keeping, God. Thank you, God, for being a mind regulator. I come, God, back into prayer saying, I need thee. We need thee every hour. We need thee every second. We can't make it without you. We don't want to make it without you, God. Be with us, God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. But we can't do nothing without you, God. Oh, God, we would be nothing without you. We would fail without you, God. Oh, God, so we ask that you lead and guide us, God. Lead and guide us to where you want us to go. Lead and guide us what you want us to do. We ask you to touch the crusades even now, God. We don't wait till September to shout. We shout now for what you're going to do. We don't wait till September.
Yes,
we praise you now, God. For every soul that's going to be saved. Hallelujah. 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 I hear you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the souls that's going to be saved. We thank you, God, for the deliverance that's going to take place. We thank you for every speaker, God. We thank you for every person that's going out to win the souls. We thank you, God, for everything that's going to take place. We thank you now in advance, God. We ask that you keep your hand upon each and every one, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, that you provide the funds, God, that the woman of God needs. Let every need be met. Even let her desires be met. Hey, mama Shanda. Yeah, mama Shanda. Let her have more than enough, God. Let it be an overflow in Evangelist Harry's and Bernard's life. Let it be an overflow of financial for this event, God, and every event that she has, God. But we know that it's in your name, in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
God.
We ask, them, God, that you breathe on the building even now, wherever the event's going to be held. God, even give a favor. Favor with everyone, everything that our hands touch. Let it be blessed, God, because God, she has been healed from her issues. She has been healed, and she has been made whole by you, God. So we ask them right now, God, that you stir up my feet, my shade, and my sandai, that you stir up even now, God. We thank you that you gave her a victory over the enemy. God, we thank you as she travels, as she continues to travel, God. Give her traveling mercy, not just when she goes to her son, to see her son, let it be a blessed event, God. There's something she say, break down the strongholds in him to get rid of some issue in him, God. Let it be something she say that'll change his mind. In the name of Jesus, let it be something she say that'll break the barriers and the strongholds in the name of Jesus and someone in that prison in the name of Jesus. There's some shackles, there's some chains we broken on someone in there in the spiritual realm, huh? In the name of Jesus, just by her presence, huh? In my Sunday, covering your blood, God, as she goes back and forth, huh? In the name of Jesus, God, lift her up even now, restore even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on her even now, God. Let her rest when it's time to rest, God. Let her rise when it's time to rise. Meet her in her prayer time. She's been taking her medicine every day in the spiritual realm. Hallelujah. When you take your medicine in the spiritual realm, you're made whole and you're healed and you're delivered. When you take your medicine, you can help somebody else. You can heal somebody else. You can pray for somebody else. When you take your medicine in the spiritual realm, she's been reading a word. You're making a hole in you, God, because she's been reading a word. You're breaking off things in other people by the word she's been saying, the word she's been reading, in the name of Jesus. She's been fasting, and she's been seeking you. Hallelujah. We thank you that our inner man, her spiritual man, is being made whole and being cleansed. And when she comes on this broadcast, you can feel that she's been taking her medicine. Hallelujah. Just like in the natural, you can tell when a mental ill person has not took their medicine. But God, you can tell she's been taking her medicine. Continue to let her take her medicine in the spiritual realm. God, continue to let her look to the hills. Look to the hills from which her help come from. And her help come from you who made heaven and earth. It's going to take you, Jesus. Let her continue to call on the name of Jesus. Let us all continue to call on the name of Jesus. In the midnight hour, let us call on the name of Jesus. In the morning, let us call on the name of Jesus. In the afternoon, let us call on the name of Jesus. In the evening, let us call on the name of Jesus. Jesus, there's something in the name of Jesus. It's something about the name of Jesus. Every knee has to bow. Every tongue has to confess that he is Lord. When we call on the name of Jesus, the demon will flee if we resist him. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. So we call on that great name. Where there's healing taking place in the name of Jesus, where yokes are being destroyed in the name of Jesus, where the leading demons have to leave in the name of Jesus, where deliverance has to take place in the name of Jesus, where homes are restored in the name of Jesus, where people are put back together in the spiritual realm in the name of Jesus, where families are coming back whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to test Pastor B, God, in her ministry, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to lead and guide and protect her, God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to be a way maker and a life, God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to test Sister T as she goes out and witness. Let her continue to witness in you, God. But bless her, God, for her faithfulness, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I seek increase. Increase financially in her life, God. Open doors that you only could open for. Close the doors that need to be closed, God. In the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Also for Pastor B, God. God, continue to reign. Continue to reign in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus. That sister that asked for her sister, her cousin's prayer, that prayer request for her cousin. I pray for her, God. She didn't ask for prayer, but I'm asking that you touch and I'm on my Sunday. I'm asking that you restore and I'm on my. She didn't ask for prayer, God, but I come on her behalf. Standing in the gap for her right now. Some things she didn't even say, and I won't speak them, but I'm asking that you blow in on my Sunday, blow on her now, God, in the name of Jesus. Make a whole, God. God, when she don't feel like praising, let her lift her hand and praise you anyhow. Let her give you any hand of praise. Let her hold on to your unchanging hand. Walk with the God. Talk with the God. Lead in God of God. In the name of Jesus, let her know that she's not alone. Let her know that you're with her, God. Let her know that you're moving through her. Oh, God. Jesus, let her call on you in the midnight hour. Oh, God, let her take her spiritual medicine. Let her hold on to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We break every banner. We break every stronghold. We break everything that the enemy trying to do in her and her family's life. In the name of Jesus. Not just her cousin. We speak for her whole family. We stand in the gap. We're standing against for her family. Oh, God, her family shall be saved. Her family, those generation curses, shall be broken, shall be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, they shall have generation curse breakers that shall go in and pray for the family, and she shall be one. In the name of Jesus, anoint her head even now. Anoint her body even now. Anoint her spirit even now. Oh, God, let her lay before you. He said, lay before me. Meet me, God is saying to you, woman of God. Meet me, lay before me, fast and seek me, and won't I turn it around? You didn't ask for it, but God said, I know, before you even ask, I know your thoughts, I know, say a little, and I shall move for thee, I shall turn it around. He said, but just seek me early in the morning. Seek me, God is saying, for those that seek him, continue to seek him. Those that trust in him, continue to trust him. Those that acknowledge in him in all their ways, continue to acknowledge him. He says, his family members shall be saved in your family. He said, he shall answer prayer. He said, I heard you before you even cried. I heard you the first time you cried, and I'm going to answer right now. I'm moving right now. I'm changing environment. I'm changing situations. I'm tearing down, says the Lord, and I'm building up. Don't you see me move, but you're going to see a greater move, move on this broadcast, a greater move in this ministry, a greater move in your home. Just keep trusting me. Just keep waiting on me, says the Lord. Oh, my son, God, I feel him. I feel God. He said, just wait on me and be of good courage. He's talking to me. He's talking to you. He's talking to us. He said, don't stop praying. Don't stop praising. Don't stop fasting. Don't stop praying. Don't stop reading your word. He said, it's not in vain. Your praying is not in vain. Your fasting is not in vain. I'm turning things around even now. Says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, my Shanda. I feel good. Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm healing. I'm restoring in the families. Hallelujah. In your friends, in the church. He said, we've been praying for the body of Christ for a while, some of us. He said, I heard you. I'm moving. He said, I'm going to expose some more leaders. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit some down and raise some up. I'm going to expose some. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to exalt some that didn't even think they should be exalted. But he said, I called them. Hallelujah, says the Lord. I called them. Hallelujah. Even with all your issues, hallelujah, as you go into the broadcast, later on, as you go into the archive, he said, even with all your issues, I am going to raise you up. I'm going to make you whole. I'm cleansing. I'm washing. I'm purging, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Those that even doubt it. He said, I'm changing it around. He said, continue to walk by faith. He said, continue to walk by faith and not by sight. He said, I am delivering. I am moving. I am healing. Hallelujah. And your prayer shall be answered, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God saying, God saying, those that have waited, those that have been patiently waiting, those that didn't give up, I'm coming to bless. I'm coming to move in a greater way than you can even imagine. Those that talked about you, lied on you, ridiculed you, backbited you. He said, watch them see you rise above them. Watch them see you rise above them. He said, because you stayed humble. He said, I can't deal with a pride spirit. I can't deal with a spirit that's haughty. I can't deal with a spirit that's lying. I can't deal with a spirit that won't change from their wicked ways. I can only deal with those that'll be holy as I am holy. And he said, some of you have been holy. Some of you wanted to give up and you didn't give up. He says, I shall bless thee. I shall move for thee. I'm coming in like a whirlwind. Says the Lord, I'm coming in like a whirlwind. So what do you ask? You said you were going to open your mouth and you wanted me to speak. Well, I'm here. Say it to the Lord, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here to bless, says the Lord. I'm here to move, says the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your word on today. We thank you for the move. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, God, for your visitation, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for changing things around, God. We thank you, God, that we're walking into newness. We ask that you touch Sister Ruby right now from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet. Move out every issue, every concern, everything that concerns her, God. Even those things that she don't share with nobody. Move it out right now in the name of Jesus. Give a right now answer. Give a right now move in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. Get your hands off of God's property. You have no authority on God's property. Hey, I proclaim right now that she should walk in newness, wholeness, that she should let things go, that she should walk forward in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God. We praise you for it. That we come against every assignment, every attack, that she will follow these instructions that she already knows, and she will take the medicine in the spiritual realm and be made whole. In the name of Jesus, breathe on her even now. Breathe on her even new life. Hey, my son died. A part of her was gone when her daughter left. My son died. Bring newness in her, God. Bring wholeness in her, God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe new life on her. Show us that you kept her for such a time as this, that she shall not die, that she shall live and declare the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what her daughter couldn't do, she shall do, and then even greater, in the name of Jesus. So right now, let her rejoice. And let her praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Let her know that she's loved and appreciated by all of us in the name of Jesus. But most of all, she's loved and appreciated by you in the name of Jesus. Wrap your loving arms around her. Send in the comforter right now. Let her feel the comforter just as if a man was holding her, just as if a person was holding her and hugging her. Let her feel that comforter, God. God, dry her tears, God. Let her joy come now. It says weeping adores for a night, joy comes in the morning. Bring that joy now, this day, in the name of Jesus, and every day forward. Hallelujah. We speak joy. We speak peace. We proclaim in our life in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have to back up and back out. You're not wanting her life, her mind, and her spirit. We come to war for her in the name of Jesus. We come destroying every yoke in her life in the name of Jesus. She has been a blessing to this ministry, a blessing to us. God bless her. Overflow in the name of Jesus. She may not need a financial blessing, but God, if she don't need a financial blessing, I know she needs a spiritual blessing. Meet her. Greet her in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor for it. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, that you touch each and every one that's on this line, knowing and unknowing, everyone that's going to go into the archives later. Meet them, God. We ask you to touch Minister Liberal Democrat. We thank you for him and his faithfulness. We thank you for the word that you have planted in him. Continue planting your word, hallelujah, in him. Continue using him, God. We speak an instant right now blessings upon him in the name of Jesus for his faithfulness, not just to this ministry, to the ministry that you called me to, and so many others. Ministries. Bless him, God, for the things he do behind the scenes as well as in front of the scenes, God. Give him an overflow, God, even now. Give him safe traveling mercy, God. We thank you for how you've been taking him back and forth on the plane, and nobody but you can do it. And he's been calling on your name, Jesus. Continue letting your blood cover be upon the vehicles that he's going, the plane, wherever he goes. Continue giving him traveling mercy. We thank you for him. Continue to keep him in perfect health. Perfect peace. Continue to keep him with his mind stayed on you. And we thank you. And we praise you. And we give you honor. We give you all the glory. Remember Mother Janice. Remember both of the mothers, Father. Oh, God, we thank you for the mothers. We thank you for praying mothers, God. Oh, God, those mothers that's not praying, that gave up, give them new hope. Those mothers that have issues, that don't want to go forth in you anymore. We restore, ask that you restore them. We speak life back into the mothers. Oh, God, they're praying more, God. Let them begin to get on their post and begin to seek you, God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to pray, God. Oh, it's time to pray, like never before. Let us push and pray until something happens. Let us push, God, beyond what we feel. Let us pray beyond what we feel in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you and we give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We bind up every retaliation spirit, every hindrance spirit, every spirit that will try to come upon this line, upon us, upon our homes, upon our situations. We cancel every assignment, every attack, even now, in the name of Jesus. Offer me, offer each and every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, for the visitation. We thank you for having your way, God. We thank you for moving by your might, hallelujah, and your power. We thank you, God, for the power that dwells on the line. We thank you for meeting us. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. We give you the honor, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it's still by you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you.
Thank you, God. We ask that you look down upon that the woman that lost her daughter, God. I think it's the Pulaski family. We're not sure of the name, but you know names, God. Oh, God, we ask that you take that family, God, and the Lord, God. We ask that you continue to teach them, God. And, God, even as they go through the ceremony or they go through the funeral or the homegoing, God, we ask that you catch, God, that you save, God, that you deliver, God. Touch their mother's mind. Keep her mind covered, God. We come against the spirit of suicide, huh? In the name of Jesus. Suicides that want to come across the nation, want to come across the people. We come against that suicide spirit, that issue. It wants more people to jump in the name of Jesus. We speak healing right now. And people that want to jump, people that want to commit suicide, we come against it. People that want to take pills, that issue. We're speaking right now against issues in the name of Jesus that will make people do things out of the norm, that will make people do things that's not of God, that will make people go forth and kill it. So we speak against that right now. We plead the blood over the minds in the mighty name of Jesus. And it is so. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Ask that you also look down upon Evangelist Bernard's family, God. We ask that you touch her mother, God. We ask that you touch her mother and save, sanctify, deliver her mother, God. We ask that you touch her brother, God. We ask that you continue to, as they hear the broadcast from time to time, each and every family member that's hearing that's not saved, we proclaim they shall be saved in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Minister Aaron, God. Continue to keep him covered. Continue to keep him as he goes and out of the highways and the byways, God. We ask that you touch our whole family, God, from the singletons on up and on down, God. You know each and every one of them by name, God. We ask that the ones that save, keep them safe. Oh, the ones that need restoring, restore. The ones that need healing, heal. The ones that need deliverance, deliver. The ones that need to go hop higher, God. Take them up higher in you, God. And we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for our sister Danielle coming out soon. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you that the doors are going to be open for her, God. Oh, God, we thank you. Just not coming out, but she's coming out to do ministry, God. We thank you that she's top on that list, God. It won't be much longer. We're speaking in the name of Jesus. God, keep her encouraged right now. God, in the name of Jesus, help her to hold on, because this is her 12th hour. This is the midnight hour for her. Help her to hold on and hold out, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up her spirits even now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, keep her speaking your word, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, God. We ask that you touch, God, Sister Tammy, God. All those that has not been on the broadcast, God, we ask you to touch, God. We don't know which reason they're not on. It might be because they got issues, because they don't want to. But let them know they can come to you, that they can call on the name of Jesus. Let them know that they can come on this broadcast and get prayer, that they can come on this broadcast and get hope, that they can come on this broadcast and get joy, God, in the name of Jesus. So we speak to everyone, God, that has been missing. Everyone, God, name, and we ask you to touch Prophetess Michael Lewis, God, on today, God. We ask you to touch Prophetess Michael Davis, God, on today. Yes, we ask them, God, that you touch the Burns family, God, on today, God. Oh, God, Minister Burns and Elder Burns, God, we ask you to touch them, God. We ask you to strengthen them, God. We ask you to bless their broadcast, God, on tomorrow, God. Anoint and appoint even more, God. God, we ask you to touch, move, and encourage in their life, God. And we thank you for them in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask all these things in your name. Hallelujah. And it is so. Amen. And it's sealed by you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah.
I just hear God saying, no more doubt. And I don't know who he's talking to, but he said, no more doubt. Because it's already worked out. He's already got it. Hallelujah. No more doubt, he said. Hallelujah. He said, after today, no more doubt. Hallelujah. He said, it's not coming today on some things. He said, but I am going to bring it. I am going to move. Just as the woman with the issue of blood, just as the woman with the issue of blood, she carried it 12 years, but she was made whole. Hallelujah. Shandai. God is going to make us whole and work out some situations in our life.
Hallelujah.
So I thank God. I just want to encourage y'all. Continue to be encouraged. Continue to trust God. Continue to stay in the will of God.
Hallelujah.
And let the joy of the Lord be your strength. The joy of the Lord be your strength. God bless you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, 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 thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Everything I need to you, withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Withholding nothing. Come on, you say.
withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Oh, nothing. Oh, glory. You all have a blessed weekend, Mother Charity, Prophet Darlene.
God bless you, and you too.
Yeah, really touched my spirit today. I tell you, I needed that prayer. I needed that
prayer. Yes, Lord. The Lord knows what we need. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I took a day off today and just stayed in my body.
Yes, right. You need that sometimes.
Worn, and I just was just tired. Didn't have no energy.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'm asking God to give me strength where I have a little more energy tomorrow to go and visit my son. So you certainly have touched me in a place that needed to be touched today, Prophet.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be praying for you all, too.
Amen, Mother. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
You
all have a blessed weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. God bless
you. You too now.
God bless you. All right.
God bless you all.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.